Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine.
Yay!
Today, we clearly have Bar here as a guest. Yo. We are podcasting via Zoom because
drum roll, Jessica has COVID.
Jessica has COVID.
So let me just apologize now if I sound somewhat nasally, if I cough, I'm sorry. We did not want to miss a week for you guys, and I actually feel pretty good. It's just I'm a little stuffed up, so apologies in advance.
Okay, so I want to start with obviously the show. Obviously, this new family reunion.
Yes. I was going to say, like, can we go through a quick recap?
Can we do a quick recap? Okay, so do you have questions? Because we haven't talked about this
episode. Yeah, we haven't talked at all. I just watched the episode. First of all, let me say that, Bar, you're like my favorite part of because I feel like obviously no one else really knows this, but I personally know you and you're just like the exact same as I see you in real life, just like in the background, like random funny comments that like even when it's like I don't even know if the situation calls for a funny comment, but you'll just say it anyway. I'm like, Ashley's over here being serious about something and you'll just like,
you know what's funny is it really just rolled out. Like, I really don't try to.
100%. I know that.
My brain processes it. My mouth says it. And then my mind goes, oh, you did just say that. And that's why I laugh at myself half of the time.
You do. You always, like, say a comment. And then you laugh. And then that makes other people laugh. Because, you know, it's like when a comedian laughs at his own jokes. And you're like, I'm already laughing. I don't even know what you're going to say.
But I think that. This show is good in a way of like, people don't really know Bar, obviously. But the actual teen mom series gets like a different vibe from us. Cause like, don't you feel like it's more serious?
Yeah, it's always like surrounding the drama
relationship
in our lives.
Every
scene, every time we always got to talk about it, every scene, even if it don't make sense in what we got going on, we still need to cover it. Like,
right.
So it was cool. It was cool for that because it was like we was on camera all the time and stuff, but it was also a lot freer.
But it was more like real time instead of having to reflect, right?
Yeah. Right. So I feel like people got to see Bar's personality more than they would usually on the series.
Yeah, because I don't like on the series, I will say that no part of that to me, like not no part of that, but it doesn't show that like playful side of Bar, which is what I always see. So it was nice to like see that on this show.
Literally the biggest child.
Right. Like he's such a kid. And it was nice to see because I enjoy watching this show. Like I really do. Like even though I do know you, I wasn't there. So it really is me watching something instead of watching your life, which I am there for. Yeah. It's super cool to watch you guys on there. And so I have a bunch of questions for you guys that people asked, but before we start, I want to get as far as me being your guys's friend and, you know, having seen you guys over the last few years, go through stuff and whatever, just like what I like see as far as you guys and your relationship and like everything just from me being like, not the perspective of like what they see on the show, but just from coming from me and what I see in you guys. I feel like a lot of people like would like to see that, know that side. So
wait, I forgot to tell Bar why he's here. So the listeners submitted questions.
Oh,
there's a fucking train, and there's always a train when we're trying to podcast. Literally go away.
I want to be floating around over the house.
It's like waits. And it's like a Harry Potter train. It just waits until you're on Zoom for podcast. Yep. Like honk honk. Like fucking go. Anyways, the listeners submitted questions for us. You have to take a shot of this Prosecco.
I was gonna say, I was like, you guys haven't seen these. I was literally gonna say you guys should
have not seen the question.
Hot sauce or like something. And if you don't like
the law, this is unexpected.
If I ask you and you don't want to answer, I want them to know that you don't want to answer.
I'm not answering nothing.
Get out of here.
I'm kind of drunk, so I played the fifth in advance.
Right. You're like, I'm trying to take tequila shots while I'm drinking water and just trying to get my...
Yeah, if you plead the fifth, you take the shot.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Well,
hold on. You were going to say your part.
I want to say my part as far as what I think of you guys, because these are all like, you're going to obviously answer these from your perspective, but I want people to like know what I see as far from you guys and why I really like your guys' relationship, even like with all the ups and downs. I know that I have my own, me and Anjanae, my sister, for you guys that, you know, don't know that her, we've always like watched you guys. And when we first started, like when you guys first moved out here, we saw you guys and you guys were like in that awkward, like, we're not together, but like, you know, we're not together, but we have a kid together and we're like, whatever. So we saw that and we're just like the whole time, like actually even probably when we first met you guys, because you guys were also not together then, not together, air quotes. But like, I'm just like, I don't know what it is about these two, but the way Barr like looks at you, I'm just like, I wish Nick looked at, maybe he does, and maybe I just don't see it. And maybe you don't see the way Barr looks at you. But it's just like, it's very, your guys's like relationship to me just seems like very like childlike, but like in the best way. And I don't want to talk about anything negative, because obviously we all have problems and we've all like go through shit. And especially when you guys are like you guys and you do a lot of your growing up together, obviously that's going to come with like a lot of things that, you know, could be tumultuous and whatever, we're growing up together. But you can always just see that like, really like solid foundation of friendship more than anything. And I think that's probably what like has pushed you guys to get through all of the stuff that has made it really hard and being on TV. And that's obviously not like a normal way to not only just grow up together and like have your guys' stuff all, you know, all your business out there. But it's really like refreshing to see, and I just love being around you guys together. And I remember me and Anjanae would tell Barr when you guys would come over, we'd like stop him and be like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, why are you not like, you know? And he was like, I know, I'm really trying to like, you know, get everything patched up. And here you guys are like 2 years later, married on the sly, not telling anybody, me included.
He's low-key bitter about that one.
Super slick. I mean, shit, you guys pulled the wool over everybody's eyes, just acting like whatever. We don't follow each other on social media, but we're over here married.
We still don't follow each other on social media. I think
that's one of the questions. I think I did see that. Why don't you guys? So if you want, go ahead and answer that. Why don't you guys follow each other on social media?
Because she get mad.
And I block him. And I say this all the time. Like, it's not even a secret. I get annoyed. And then, like, usually when I get annoyed, he's, like, away. And then like, I see a post or a story, and I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to see him on my fucking page.
Yeah.
And I block him. But people are always like, oh, my God, that's so childish. And I'm like, no, what's childish is you assuming that because I don't follow this man or that I don't like this man's pictures, that this man's clothes aren't hanging in our closet.
Right.
So weird.
That's always happened. I used to get hella mad over it. Be like, bro, stop blocking me, blah, blah, blah. But now at this point, I'll be like, oh, I'm blocked.
You're like, again, what did I do?
All right, whatever.
He's like, how many days you think it's gonna be till you unblock me?
Right. He probably
say something one day and or make a joke about it, and then all of a sudden I'm unblocked.
Yeah, he's unblocked now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I was just looking at what you posted earlier. Yeah, I unblocked him, but he'll probably block next week. And so what about it?
Right. Okay, first. Okay, let's see. Random.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm having to read through these. So some of them I'm not, you know how some people submit things, I'm like, I don't even understand what their question is.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you and Barr meet?
Do you want to take this one?
We spoke for the first time on Facebook. She still lived in Vegas. We was in high school.
If you don't know, I spent like 3 years of my adolescent life living in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Henderson, Nevada. Sorry, not Vegas.
And I had messaged her on Facebook because my partner at the time was like, oh, bro, I used to mess with her.
Lies.
He was like, hit her. He was like, hit her for me. You know, this is back when like people used to be like, hit her up for me. So he was like, hit her up for me. So I had hit her, and I'm like, I forgot what I had said to her, but she basically was like, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. And I was like, I was like, and she was actually rude. She was like, stop messaging me or some shit like that. And I was like, oh shit, okay, well, I ain't say nothing back. Like, you mean? And then one day, out of nowhere, she literally walked into the school.
You're like,
and I was like, what the fuck?
Are you that mean bitch from Facebook?
Okay, let me give a little context here because it's missing context. This friend was a perpetual liar. He, I'm going to speak the truth. I'm not going to say his name. You know who the fuck you are. Basically, I met him in sixth grade on the first day of school. I had got my first flip phone, didn't even have a fucking camera. He was basically like, hey, can I borrow your phone to call my mom? Because he needed his PE clothes. And I specifically remember this because we were sitting in the courtyard. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Because at this time, everybody didn't have a phone. You know
right,
what I'm
saying? Right.
So boom, I give him my phone. I thought he called his mom. Later on that night, my phone's ringing. I answer it. He's like, oh, yeah. Ha ha. I call myself baby. What's up? Ever since then. So mind you, sixth grade, seventh grade. This is now the eighth grade. This nigga is DMing me about his friend. And I'm like, I don't know your friend. Like, I'm so sorry to this man. I don't know your friend. I mean, I know your friend, but I don't know your friend how he's trying to
put like that.
Put on that I know him. So I was irritated. Like, you little ass boys, leave me the fuck alone. You're harassing me. I don't want you.
Harassing you.
You're harassing me. You're harassing me. I don't want you.
Because you walked into the school.
Oh my God. So how long in between that Facebook message and you coming into school?
I don't remember.
It had to be a few months.
A few months, okay.
Because I was like 4 or 5 days late to the first day of school. And I had just moved. I had just moved back from Nevada. And
I hit you.
I was actually dating somebody. I was dating a girl. Bar was dating multiple people.
Wow.
Yes, this is true.
First of all, I wasn't dating any of them.
He was filling up on all of them.
I've had simultaneously. In total, throughout life, probably have had 5 girlfriends.
But how many bitches has he felt up? We will never know. So, anyways, right. He was messing with all of them. He was messing with all of them. And we had biology class. Shout out to Michelle. I love Michelle. We had Michelle together. And we sat next to each other, and one day I was going to the office and he was going to the bathroom and he kissed me in the hallway and he thought he was so player. It's so cringy now. He kissed me and he was like, don't tell nobody, baby.
Oh God. Hey, and you know what happened? She didn't tell nobody.
I didn't tell nobody. But it was just one of those things that I'm like, everybody likes.
I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of cringy though. Now that I look at it, though, a lot of the shit that I used to do inside, I look at it and be like, I don't even know how I was able to do so much shit.
It was like, cringy. Now that I look back at it, but everybody speculated that we were fucking around, but like
we really weren't.
We were like really good friends. Like I would do his homework because this fucking idiot would like come to school but not come to class. Mm-hmm. So I would like get his homework and like do his homework and like all the stupid shit. Anyways, next question.
To clear that, I am very, very smart.
And I didn't say you were dumb.
I did schoolwork. I had always got good grades, but I just didn't do
it. He didn't come to school. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I say about.
He did not come to class.
I thought I was at school. Yeah, I was about to say I was at school.
That's what I say about Nick. I saw his high school transcripts recently.
Oh, God,
and I was like, I've never seen anybody be below a 1.0 before.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, well, that's what you get when you don't go to school. Because Nick is also very smart. Like in college, he got good grades. He got better grades than I did. But I was like, how are you supposed to get good grades when you don't go?
Yeah.
Nobody's saying you guys are dumb. You guys are dumbasses. Not.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Right. Okay. Bar. What do you admire the most about Ashley?
Oh, yes. Start this one. Want to plead the fifth and get drunk? No, I'm just kidding.
Nah. What I admire the most about Ashley.
Ew, it sounds weird when you say my name.
I'm not. It's not even like nothing relationship related or nothing like that. Like most people would think it is. I ain't about to say nothing hella cute and cringy. It's the fact that she put her brain onto something.
Now there's police. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's not even like, it's not even nothing like relationship or hella cute. It's the fact that she just, she put her mind to shit and she does it. It's like, I've always struggled with that. That's one thing I definitely could say is like, I have some of the greatest ideas. I come up with like some amazing stuff in my head.
You struggle with the follow through.
But I can't follow through. Uh-huh. You know, like I can start it. I will have the resources. I could do it literally, but I just won't do it. She puts her mind to something and it's like, the only bad part is that like she overwhelms herself.
Uh-huh.
Starts to turn into brain soup sometimes. But like, apart from that, like she does it. Like y'all had the idea of this damn salon and then boom, it's a year later. Y'all got a building, a sport, everything set up, people coming in, booking nonstop. Like,
it's and just, we have like six example. More ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. She already told me about one of them. So
it just really doesn't stop. That's cool though. But sometimes I think that's cool. But I think like sometimes that's what you need, right? Like you need the other half to like balance you out, to be like, hey, you know, I get think of stuff, but she helps me with like, you know, sometimes we all need a little push, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, Sagwa. Okay, let's see. Does Bar want more kids?
Why are you laughing so diabolical?
Oh, what's so funny?
Right.
Yes, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I do. I actually know. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I do sometimes. Sometimes because I'll be like, yeah, hell yeah, I always wanted a son too. But then I think about it sometimes, like, I ain't gonna lie, like I love Holly, all right? Don't get me wrong. That's my baby, but she be working me sometimes, and I'd be like, bruh.
Imagine if there was two.
And then if I do, I want to wait a few years. So it's like, by then she's going to be like six or something like that. So it's like, hell no. Nah.
The thought of starting all over literally makes me want to pass out.
Okay. Well, there's obviously a lot of questions on here about if you want more kids.
No, that's the answer next.
I was going to say, I feel like you've already like addressed that before. Plenty. So, hell no for Ashley, maybe for Bar.
She's not a hard no. She jumped back.
It's not that I
to know right now.
You know, I always say this. I have never flip flopped. I want more kids in the future. There's things I want to do now. I think my pregnancy with Holly was so terrible that I am traumatized, and I do not want to go through it again. That is not
how it looks. I side with that though.
Okay. Some of these are funny.
Holly, can you please stop?
See, thank that's why we can't have no more kids. You'd be like, Holly, so-and-so, 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 will you please stop?
Right.
I gotta say, Aria, Donnie, Maddie, stop. It's too much.
Too much.
Bar, how is the tattoo removal process going?
It is the most painful thing I've ever experienced. Completely. Dude. When I say it's worse than everything that I've ever felt, I would say for real. It genuinely feels like somebody's like branding my face.
Is it like burning?
It burns, but and it also hurts hella bad because it's like it goes like and it sends like badass electric shocks almost through like your like face because it's my face. So it's like
I remember coming over, like I think it was the like one of the days you had got your recent one, I think, and you just looked like not happy, like terrible.
You could ask Ashley when I got back from the last one. I literally came in the house and laid down. Like
he was in so much pain.
It hurt it so bad. Like I ain't gonna lie, I felt like I had to throw up. Like I didn't experience some pretty traumatic body things, like physical things, but that took the cake. Like I almost didn't make it back.
You know how many more like it will take.
I almost didn't. I told her, I was like, I don't know if I could do no more.
Right. You're like, I might just have to.
But the thing is, if he stops right now, it's going to look even worse than it looked when it was all there. Because right. Now it's like parts, like, some pieces are right. Missing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like maybe like four or five more treatments.
Yeah.
It'll be really faded.
I say like three. I think three.
I don't know. Because one of them is not even budging. One of them is like, fuck you, I'm here, bro.
But the last treatment just took a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need like a little break.
Yeah, no, what it is is that I think we extended the time that I in between each treatment. Instead of 4 weeks, we push it to 6 weeks to get an ink more time to break down.
Yeah. So, that's it. I know it looks painful as hell when you're like was it on a TikTok or something?
Yeah.
I was like just looking, I was like, mm-mm, no.
Yeah, my face is all swollen and shit.
I'm like, nope, my tattoos are there to stay because I ain't going through that. Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. You need to answer this separately.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who goes first. Biggest pet peeve about each other.
My biggest pet peeve about Bar is that when I am mad, he thinks it's funny to antagonize me. And it makes me want to punch him in his jaw. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, if I'm mad about something, like, for instance, say I'm mad about my hair dryer. Uh-huh. And I'm like, fuck, my fucking hair dryer is broken. He'll be like, Ellie, my hair dryer is broken. Like, yeah. And then it makes me even more mad because it's like, you think it's funny and I'm genuinely fucking mad.
Right.
I'm genuinely mad about my hair dryer. And instead of coming in here and being like, oh, babe, should we go to the store and get a new one?
Yeah.
You want to mock me and antagonize me. And then what makes me even more mad is when I'm like, no, I'm seriously mad. He's like, you're mad over a hair dryer, bro? You're fucking tripping.
Like, oh my God, that sounded just like him. I could hear him saying that.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you talking about, bro? You came in here asking me what's wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, leave me the fuck alone.
And you're like, dude, I wasn't even mad at you, but now.
But now I'm mad because you said
you and the hair dryer going to get it.
Both of you guys, trash. Yep.
Trash. Ashley, don't even be getting mad at him for what he says. He let the man speak his piece.
I don't care what he says. I'm gonna do anyways.
I'm gonna say on this. I'm gonna keep it cool.
No, B. No, you don't go ahead.
My biggest beef is that this woman.
Oh, now I'm a woman. This woman will
pull out 10 outfits, 105 hair products, 316 makeup pieces, and 4 mirrors. Place them all around the room, and then sometimes do it in more than one room. And then before you know it, she spent 2 hours getting dressed. And when she finally done getting dressed, it literally looks like a fucking, like a Barbie Tasmanian devil just came through the room, bro. Just fucking like destroyed.
Tornado.
Like destroyed. And then you don't know what to do with half of it. So now it's like, all I know to do is the makeup stuff, I throw it all in one bag. It'd be makeup on top of like makeup. If you get what I'm saying, like it'd be makeup on top of the makeup case. I'm still throwing them in the bag at this point.
Well, what I have to say to that is, I need to get ready.
Right.
I'm messy. You know, the thing is,
yeah,
I have so much fucking stuff. Jessica, you know this.
Yeah.
I have so much stuff. Sometimes I find shoes in boxes and I'm like, oh my God, when did I buy these? Where did I buy these? I have so much stuff. And so it's like when I'm getting ready, most of the time I'm already running late because I've been in my head debating on whether or not I'm even going.
Right.
So now I'm in a rush.
But you so now I have 15 outfits on the bed.
Yes, I have ample time to get ready, but I'm using that time to decide if I'm going.
Girl, that is rush when you have to find an outfit.
It takes me 20 minutes to get dressed.
You don't glue lashes on. You
don't. Right, you don't do any of that.
You don't draw in individual brow strokes. But I like
clean my face up.
Oh, bye. Oh, exit.
I mean, honestly, okay, listen. I think we all know this. Women, listen, especially once you have kids, you got like your body's changing. You don't just get to throw you. Your body probably hasn't changed, Bar. You could just throw on the same size pants you always wear, the same shirt.
Bro.
Like, you know? I'm like, dude, no, I got to try on. And then like, you don't, you might be bloated. You might be, the shirt that you thought you wanted to wear 3 days ago, you put it on, you're like, absolutely not.
Absolutely disgusting. So
then and then you're in the rush. So you throw it to the side.
I feel like that's like a, that's like a mental thing with y'all though, because what y'all don't realize is that 3 days did not change that
not
much.
To you. Like, not to didn't. You.
It did not.
Not for you.
Yeah, it did.
And you don't get it, so just
all right, but
whatever.
Then this is the question then. So, all right, that's fine. And then if that's the question, I mean, if that's the answer, then answer me this. Why do you not put stuff back as you go?
Well, here's
that the thing. That's a broad right. question to all women. No, you're because rushing. That's the thing. Why do you not just put this stuff back as you go?
No,
you pull an outfit out, that outfit don't work, throw it back on a hanger.
Because your mind is going 100 miles an hour. You're already struggling thinking, I'm not even going to find an outfit before I have to leave in fucking 47 minutes.
Right, 47.
You have time to put shit back.
47 minutes, I'll be kicked back with my arms up. Like, yeah, I'm going to get up in a second.
Okay, yeah, so that's how Nick is too. With that, and he'll also say, like, half my side of the vanity in the bathroom is just looks like a I poured out the makeup thing, but it's like I was looking for a specific eyeliner. I had to take everything out of the
and
thing.
I don't have time to dig through there because right. I can't find it.
Yes.
I can't find it. So I dump it out because I'm late. Because you told me 30 fucking minutes ago, and it takes 5 minutes for my hair and my hot comb to heat up. And now we're working with 25 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay. You I still don't have nothing to wear. I'm on my period. My right. stomach 10 inches wider than it was yesterday. Yep. I don't even want to go. My back is hurting. I have 3 epidurals. Leave me right. the fuck alone.
Yep. Okay? Bar, I'm looking at your hair. Your hair obviously doesn't need to be done.
Girl, nothing.
I got to brush my hair. Otherwise, my hairline looks
oh, awful. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There was... Somebody said, are you guys together?
No.
Hell no.
No. Absolutely not.
Like me or her.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Okay. Somebody said.
Ain't you Iris?
Oh, don't even.
Ain't you don't, Billy Ray?
Yep.
Don't even bring.
Hey,
him
Billy,
up.
Bro, you better stay out of California, homeboy.
Actually, you know what's funny? When I posted that in my story, he DM'd me.
Who, Billy?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Are you
no, he did not. What did he say?
I'm not gonna tell
no,
you.
Oh, it's none of your business.
Look at his face.
None of your business.
I'm just it's kidding. I'm just kidding.
I say it's over. It's over.
I'm just joking.
It's over right now.
I'm about to start getting the paperwork ready right
it
now.
It was funny until Billy sent a
I'm
message.
Take, I'm gonna, I will take Billy on it. I'll take that on the chin, homie. Fucking Billy Ray Cyrus.
If you're gonna go down, just let it be for Billy.
Yeah, just let it be for Billy.
Okay. You guys have said that you have been off on and off. What do you think always brought you back together?
I don't know. We love each other. The thing that I feel like is like, I feel like once in your life, you find your person. Like I truly believe this. I believe that once every lifetime, you find your person. And this means, like, not like you own a person.
Right.
But, like, the person that, like, gets you. Like, for instance, like, I can look at Bar, and Bar knows exactly what I'm saying without even talking. Depending on where we are, he can interpret that look and adjust accordingly. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain connections, certain things, certain vibes. And it's, like, I feel like that's why we always gravitate back towards each other, because I feel like I could get with someone else, but they wouldn't be my person, and then I fear that I would be lacking like that passion.
That totally makes sense.
No, that's how it is. And it's like, if you ever like, if you deal with other people, you see other people just suck. Like, it's like you just see shit and it's like, bro, I don't even I shouldn't have to explain this to you. Like, you feel me? Like, you deal with everyday people, and it's just like, nah. And then you just realize that, I don't know, it's hard to stay away. I don't even know if I intentionally be like, we got to get back. It's just it's like a magnet.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, I keep finding myself in the same room as you, so is we going to argue?
We going to make this work?
You going to argue?
I think that makes sense. I feel like Yeah, like anytime me and Nick argue, and I've said this, like, and I don't mean it to sound weird, but I feel like looking at you guys, it's very similar. But like, I feel like the way me and Nick's relationship is very much like almost like a sibling.
Brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a sibling almost, which is dumb. Don't make it weird. I don't even have any brothers, so don't make it weird.
This way.
Let's make that clear right now.
Don't make it weird, okay? But like, yeah.
Don't make it weird.
I love you, but then sometimes I fucking want to rip your head off.
Right.
Like, joke. Like, sometimes, like, we're not even married. Sometimes, like, we're just friends.
Literally, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we don't kiss. We don't fuck.
Uh-huh.
We're not even like, ooh. We're just right. Like, he's playing the game system. I'm watching YouTube. We haven't even talked in 4 fucking hours. We're just enjoying each other's company in this.
Yeah. Like, but like, it would be weird if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because there'd be like something missing, you know? Like, it's his super weird.
Sounds. His weird right. Game sounds.
Right. It'd be too quiet. Like, hold on. Even though, yeah, we're not talking. And it's like, yeah, like there are times where I'm like, I don't know, but it, like, I just know that if no matter what kind of shit that Nick throws at me, and no matter how many arguments we get into, and where I'm like, I fucking want you dead, like, I hate you, but I'm like, wait, I don't want to deal with nobody else's shit though, because they don't have the other balance, they don't have the other side to balance it out, where it's like, I will never be as comfortable with anybody else as I am with you. And like, that's just it, that's priceless.
And that's the reality of it. And for if you are like not an easy peasy lemon squeezy, it's hard to get comfortable with people.
Right.
It's hard to get very comfortable with people when you've been with someone for like almost 10 years. It would take me 10 more to develop what I have now.
Right.
You run the risk of possibly not developing that.
Right. You waste 10 years.
Also, like, it's also really like, you know, like, you can separate, and I'm sure, you know, you'll survive. But then it's also, like, the way I look at it, it's like, if I ain't gonna lie, like, if it don't work, in my head, it's like, I'm not about to go through the hassle and the troubles of possibly doing a rerun of everything that we done went through for the last 10 years, bro, and have to, like, show a new person, like, everything, and, like, you know, like, you gotta go through all of that shit again, and it's like, you can't go through it as well, because it's like, that was a whole different time in my life, so it's like, I went through major developmental things and very like big things in my life while I was with her, so it's like I'm probably not gonna go through a lot of that shit that I went through back then again, so it's like I'll never be able to share that experience with somebody else that I would, if possible, maybe fall in love with or something like that, you know?
Right. It'll never be as deep. Right.
Yeah, it won't be as deep, like, it's, you know.
And I also want to say, like, I don't think that we're as off and on as people always
Oh, that's why I was like,
every time I block him, he's typically on the couch downstairs or in the bedroom or in his game room, in the spare room, whatever.
Right. I've been blocked for the last, I don't know how long. We've been sleeping next to each other. We ain't stopped sleeping next to each other.
And I think that it's easy to judge. And people are always like, you guys are so off and on. Why would you guys get married? But it's like,
we not that off and on. It's like when we get off and our offs are, they go on for a second. They're a couple months.
The thing is, we're so on that when we're funking, it's like,
it's bad.
Do you want to fight?
Our offs, we really only had like 2 offs for real.
Yeah.
Like 2 real offs.
It's also very easy for somebody to say that when your whole life is on a screen. When I'm like, okay, go back and run through fucking your shit and then tell me how off and on you've been with your man for the last 5 years.
And also another thing is, like, sometimes things are posted, stories are ran that just are not true. And that, like, I don't feel like I need to come out and address. He doesn't come out and address, but they're on the blogs and people are in the comments. And all of a sudden that becomes a whole narrative. And sometimes there's just really no basis to the story at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you post a story or you get mad and you post a story just talking shit. One time, just because you upset, and then now all of a sudden on every blog y'all broke up. We done broke up, and now it's like, oh my god, terror in paradise. Like, nah, it's just like shit. We got mad one night and fucking start talking shit to each other on Instagram because we was blocked. Like, you feel me? Like, that's the type of shit that happens.
Or like you post a picture with a caption that says like, bet you miss me, and people will be like, oh, I bet you bars punching the air right now.
Yeah,
are so pissed, and it's like, that's a song lyric.
I took the picture.
So I think people don't know as much as they think they know. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, you guys are married but separated. Yeah, so what the fuck I said, bitch. You didn't hear me?
Now we're not.
What the fuck?
Right.
And the other thing is, like, it is, I think we've figured something out. Like, it doesn't, it doesn't have to make sense to you. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I don't care if you, we need answers. We want to know. Like, it doesn't have to make sense to you. I don't have to answer you.
Yeah.
I don't have to give you a reason why. I don't have to assure you that our marriage is real
People pull the, well, that the only reason that you are in that position is because of people like us. And blah, blah, blah. But it's also like, we understand that. Like, yeah, there are viewers and our fans and stuff. But then it's also like my sanity and my real life and my peace comes before
right.
y'all viewers. So it's like, it's like, yeah, that's true. But then at the same time, like, no disrespect, but I don't really give a shit what you feel or what you feel like you need to find out. Because I got shit that I'm working out. And you don't need to know.
And also, I do feel like we had kind of talked about that on the last episode, I think, of like, because you guys are on a platform, I think we're talking to Kale about it, and you guys were saying kind of like they think they have an opinion because they do watch the show and that's where your money comes from and blah, blah, blah. But you have to also think about it on the other side that is like half those people, at least that's probably being like generous, are watching the show for you guys to fail. They want you to be in drama. They want you to be doing bad because that's why they watch the show. So you want me to be all fucked up, but then you want to also have the right to be saying whatever you want to say. That doesn't really make sense.
I think at the end of the day, what it boils down to is that, like, and I just always say this, everybody goes through stuff. Everybody's man ain't perfect. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all men's and cheated. Some of y'all men did this, and y'all mans and did that, and y'all still be with the nigga, and it's like, I choose to be with my nigga, and y'all mad about it, like, why? Yes. Like, if I'm dumb, we're all dumb.
Why
so
are you being weird to me?
I mean, what the fuck? Like, at the end of the day, things aren't as bad as it seems, but what happens is, that episode gets played, it also gets played every week for a rerun, then it gets played in 6 months when they're doing a marathon, then it gets played in 2 years when it's another marathon. So we just it just is perpetuated.
Yeah.
Versus me saying, oh, something happened with Bar, and then 9 months passing, no one hearing about it, no one being able to see it, no one being able to read it, and people just move on.
Or a blog makes a post, and then in that post they didn't reference something that happened 3 years ago.
Right.
And like in 2017, like,
what or the fuck? Like, MTV asked us for a scene where we talk about something, or I'm like, hey, yeah, like, oh, my friend had a baby shower. And then MTV includes a scene of my baby shower 4 years ago. So it's like, we can never move on because that shit is just perpetuated. But really, it's like,
show that baby shower scene shit.
They love that baby shower scene.
They do. I was going to say, I just saw it not too long ago.
You saw the baby shower scene in this new series.
That's what, yeah, exactly. I was like, I know I saw it somewhere.
For 4 years.
Yeah, we can't live that down. So I think that that's another reason why people feel like there's just always drama between us. But honestly, in actuality, we are good, maybe like 355 days of the year.
Yeah. And I'm like, shit, that's pretty good. I feel like, you know, some people would be happy with like half the year, you know, like there's just always like shit that happens. I'm like, half the time I don't even want to be around Nick, but that don't mean I want to be around nobody else. Yeah. Or that we're getting a divorce or any of that, you know.
Right.
So yeah. Okay. So
hey, shit. It's like humans.
Okay. There's so many babies ones. Sorry, guys.
Babies.
You know, I'd that would be.
Although I am not on birth control, I have to say.
Oh, you guys better.
I got off the Mirena. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Yes, I got on the Mirena. I'm just enjoying the no BC life.
I mean, I'm also on the no BC life, but I don't have to anymore.
We were playing a dangerous game. You're safe now.
I was playing a dangerous game. Yes, I was.
We out here playing Russian.
Ew. Okay. Not anymore. You guys are, yeah.
Nah, we still are.
Yeah, I know.
I heard that.
Careful.
He's in Iraq with no vest.
Okay, do you ever see your moms being in the same room chopping it up in the future?
Please, yes. Boom!
Where's the tequila?
I'm handing him the bottle for record.
Oh, I saw how much is in there.
People are going to be like, Bar shouldn't be drinking. Oh, we're just having wine.
Drinking so- what kind of wine is that?
It's just Prosecco. Right?
Oh.
Prosecco. Sparkling.
Okay. What my answer guys
for that is no. Next question.
No. No and no answer. What is your favorite thing to do together?
Nah.
Don't worry, Bar. I got a lot of those questions coming.
Oh God.
My favorite thing to do with Bar is actually
this is gonna sound hella dead. Go ahead, sorry. I cut you off, didn't I?
Damn, you I straight cut me off.
Sure did. She was about to get to the punchline.
I think that my favorite, I don't know about my favorite thing because we do a lot of things together, but I'll say like my favorite moments. My favorite moments are when like he's playing his video game. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. We're not talking. Every so often, we look over at each other. We pass the blunt. But, like, we're just there.
Yeah.
Just respectively doing our
coexisting.
But I like that because it just makes me feel not all caught up in, like, you're married. There's so much pressure. Right. Sometimes we're just hanging out. And I feel like there's no, like, you know, Holly sometimes watching her tablet. Uh-huh. Everyone's just content. And those are my... Those are my favorite times.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what I was just about to say. That's why I said it's going to sound hella dead. But it's when we just kicking it. Watching movies or shit, just being there, literally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
I mean,
we are
fun.
Busy. Like,
we
I feel like our lives are busy.
Time. Like, when we sit back sometimes and be like, damn, we ain't did nothing. We ain't been out in a while. But it's like, if we really think, like, we do a lot. Like, we travel a lot. We always going places and doing stuff and trying new restaurants, like just, you know, like just always doing stuff. So it's cool to just kick back. You feel me? Yeah. And just hang out. Yeah. That's cool. It's like, I don't feel like an obligation in the back of my head. Like, all right, I got to make sure today go cool. So it's like, we doing this. All right, well now let me think about what we doing next.
Yeah.
Then, I got to think about where we going to have dinner at. Like, you know, you got to have all of them worries. Even though you having fun, you're still thinking ahead of the game, you know? So it's like, it's cool to just kick back and be like, what you want to eat? I don't know. All right.
DoorDash.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we order 45 minutes later. Like, no obligations.
Yeah.
Just
I feel like that's what I have, like I had said earlier, like what I've seen in you guys is just like the friendship and like comfort level. And I feel like that's how you know how comfortable you are with the person is when you don't even have to talk and you're just like, I like being around this person. We don't have to say nothing. We don't got to talk about nothing. I like having him here. We don't have to like, we're just chilling together. Yep.
Straight up.
I feel like I know the answer to this, but also like, I feel like the answer is okay. I'm going to see what you guys say. Who's the better chef?
Me.
Her.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, Ashley, you guys, like, they see you cook, but I'm like, also, like, Bar does know how to cook.
Bar can cook. I will say that. Bar can cook, but I taught my man everything he knows.
Okay, well, let's. So she has taught me
80%
an undescribable amount of stuff, but there was also a lot of shit that I didn't know prior to her enlightening me, you know?
Yeah, but he didn't know about no chicken bouillon.
No, I knew about chicken bouillon.
No.
But
when he first started chicken bouillon, he was on chicken bouillon.
Because
like,
I never knew that chicken bouillon was something that you could just throw on everything. I've seen it in my kitchen growing up a million times. But I've never knew that I could just drop some.
Well, you
on
see
some
it
rice.
There for a reason.
Rice and butter.
Just no butter. Just rice.
Yeah.
You feel me? You could put chicken bouillon on bread with
like
butter.
Anything. Slamming.
So it's like, yeah. Once I figured out like that, because they had her and her mom was like, boom, just put on some rice. I put on the rice.
You're like,
that was it. I was like a fiend.
So I told him 80% of what he knows, and he already had some prior knowledge, but I am the better chef, and I say that with absolute confidence.
I also, yes, 100%.
I also, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And for the sake of my future meals as well.
Yeah. Don't you, man? You will never eat again. Right. You know, you're going to be door dashing.
DoorDash, hey, whoever crazy. Asked
that question, block them. They can't be here no more.
Yeah, you're trying to get me in trouble.
Get me up. Some shit.
Sorry, guys. Little COVID cough.
Ooh.
I actually feel really good. It's kind of annoying.
It's time for me to exit.
In the words of Phil, closing the laptop.
Right. I'm closing the laptop. This shit might seep through. Nope.
Oh, God.
Okay. They're so repetitive. You guys. Okay. Favorite position. Wait.
Oh, wait.
Did you both? You're both saying. That's what I was going to say. I was like, do you both have one or is it the same one?
Yeah, nah, same one. Same one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Doggy style is my jam.
Yep. Is that the finisher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
You always have a finisher. It's always the same. It's the same. Same one at the end every time.
Mm-hmm.
The tranquilizer.
Yep. Oh my God. All right. I don't know if this one you guys, I don't know. Maybe you guys have talked about it. You probably have. I don't know if you guys want to answer this together. Let me see if you can see it.
Just ask it.
Don't. Nope. Okay. A sexual fantasy.
Okay, here's mine, right? Mine? Okay, I'm sorry.
She was right. She's like, I've been waiting for, I was waiting for somebody to ask me.
So mine is like where we do a thing or like we meet at like a hotel bar and we like I should wear like a wig or something. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And then like we'll change our names. We'll get drinks, like, you know, like mingle, talk to people. And then like we'll gravitate and then like we'll go back to the room. We'll fuck and then we'll leave like we don't like it's a one-night stand, you know what I mean? Like I really want to do that. That sounds so fun.
Have you seen Four Christmases?
No.
Oh well, they do.
Sounds fucking great.
They did that and then so it like they're like a couple and they don't have like kids or nothing, but they like travel all the time and like whatever, and that's their thing. They like go like meet each other at a bar and like they go fuck in the bathroom and like do like it does look super. That sounds fun.
Yeah,
you guys should totally do that.
Well, if we do, that'll be another episode.
Right. We'll let you know how it goes if they ever do.
That ever happens. I ain't gonna lie, that sounds hella cool. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, like I don't think my brain operates on like that level of a fantasy. Like it don't like I'm very, very, you feel me, like
men are very basic.
It's like I don't know, my brain don't go into all of that. Like, I have, okay, I want to get a sex swing, for sure.
Uh-huh.
I want one of those set up in here. But, I mean, otherwise, like, shit, I ain't gonna lie, that sounds like a cool fantasy for me, too. Shit, I didn't even think of nothing like that. That shit sounds fun. That might be mine now.
All right, what would your guys' names be?
Ooh, now, Lily.
Here's your name.
Lillian. Uh-uh. Vivian. Uh-huh. Something with the E-N.
He's like, nope. Don't like that.
I don't care with you. That's what it's gonna be.
Nah.
I don't care.
Vivian.
Okay, you're never not gonna fuck a girl because of her name.
Duh. Like never. You sound hard and ridiculous.
Nobody said that was like the deal breaker. I just said no. Since we got options.
I don't know.
Options beforehand.
I was definitely pondering.
Vivian is like a
I didn't say it with confidence. Didn't I say it with a question mark?
Yeah, you were saying it with like the question eyes.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
But now if you want to act like that, it's Vivian now.
It's like, Gertrude like now. Like, yeah,
take it or leave it.
Gertrude.
Ooh.
I
have to go back to Henry and Cheryl.
Henry and Cheryl.
Yep.
I feel like Henry Charlene. Might not be
back. Yeah, it might be Charlene.
Henry's super cute. That was my grandpa's name.
I feel like Henry might not be bad.
Henry, I said if I ever had a son, I'd name him Henry or Franklin. I think those
are I would roll with Henry.
I like Henry.
I feel like for a boy, if I ever had a boy, I would want to name him Franklin so bad. I just feel like
Franklin. Like the show?
Yes, Franklin is such a cool name.
Like Franklin, I feel like if your name is Franklin, you're going to have like a buff head. Like, I feel like that's like a buff head neck situation.
Our son would probably come out looking just like Holly.
Just like, it's like like a thumb.
We would have another Holly.
Holly number two. Holly, but just a cute little short haircut.
Yeah.
As a couple, where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years?
In the grave. Nah.
Damn.
Nah, 5 years, fat house. Actually, well, not too fat, because we don't want a house that's too big. Once you get too big, that's how
you want to clean that.
You get, no, not that. You get ghosts when your house get too big.
So, and murderers.
And poltergeists.
Yeah.
A nice house with some land for sure. I want both of our businesses, if not, you know, 5 years time, multiple businesses at that point up and running like smooth. And to be traveling, a good place, you know, still constantly working, but like traveling, experiencing the world. I feel like in 5 years, where we at, 5 years is enough time to, you know, if I stick to getting my stuff in order and she stick to the way, to the stuff that she doing, 5 years is plenty of time for us to be doing all that.
Can you believe that Holly would be nine?
Crazy.
Nine.
It's insane to think about. I don't even think about stuff like that. It's ridiculous. That's
absolutely insane. I don't like that at all.
Nine.
Nine? No. I feel like already our babies are like too old.
Yeah. They grew so quick. And the thing is, it's like, I was just looking at baby pictures of Holly and baby videos of Holly, and I was like, this is gonna sound like dumb, but like, it never occurred to me that you were gonna grow up.
Right.
Even though it absolutely occurred to me. It occurred to me that you were really going to be like have a personality and just like, it's crazy.
It's weird. I ain't gonna lie, it's hella weird.
She has a personality, all right.
Yeah, she's like her mom.
But also, I don't know, like, she's like the most
best of both.
Yeah, she's like the most chill, but also does not take any shit from nobody, including my sons.
Your sons piss her off sometimes, yes.
Dude, I'm telling you, they were driving around in the little car, and she was going off on Donnie like a literal, like, wife, like, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Why are you going this way? Stop, turn around. No, stop. And he was just like taking it too, like eating it. He was just like, okay, I'm going to turn around. Stop going this way. She gets in her little, and my mom has, she had my mom die. And I'm like, dude, she.
You know what? But I built Holly kind of tough though. I ain't gonna lie.
She's very tough. She's a good balance.
I wanted a boy, but I was really happy with a girl. I think that's what I needed at the time. But I was still always like, I know you're a girl and you're going to be real girly, but you're going to be tough as hell.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be you came home and some boy was bothering you. It's gonna be you came home, some boy was bothering you, and you punched him. And
right.
You come back home, and now I'm coming back up to the school with you because you had to punch a boy, right?
Right. No, I know she don't take no shit from the boys, and I feel like when they all started like hanging out, she was a lot like smaller than them just because she's like small in general, and she would like come and try and tell, and you guys would be like, nope, like. Handle it yourself. Like, if he hit you, they hit you, they pushed you, I don't care, like, go do it. And now, like, they don't even do that because she hella goes off on them.
They be going off on each other, but my thing is, if you're gonna tattletale, let's go home.
Yep.
Like, why are you snitching?
Yeah, I like when they work it out amongst themselves.
Yeah, it's doable. I couldn't snitch over everything growing up.
And when growing up, if I came if in I the snitched, house I got snitched, jumped later. I came in the house and snitched when I was growing up, I could not go back outside.
Yep. Well, if they're that bad, then you don't need to play with them. Sit down.
You want to keep coming in the house and keep telling, then you don't need to go back out.
Yep, stay inside. Yep. So I didn't have that luxury, and you're not going to stress
was,
me
this
out.
This was back in the days when I used to get told, like you come in one more time, then you're going to stay in here. So you're outside 24/7. So if you get outside snatched away from you, the whole day is done. It's bad. Like, your day is horrible. You didn't miss everything when you come back outside tomorrow, and it's been everything that happened. All because you just
and you missed it.
Stop snitching.
Yeah.
Is it not weird how like it used to be a punishment to be inside, and now it's like a punishment to go outside?
Yeah, yes. Put your phone down. Go outside.
Yeah.
Turn Why? That phone off. Whoops, outside. It's hot. But you also know what? The environment is different. Back in the day, we wanted to go outside because everybody was outside. It wasn't right. No tablets, TikToks, Instagrams, Roblox, yeah. All that shit. You heard you your friends outside. Your friends would come to your door knocking on your door, hey, can so-and-so come outside uh-huh. today? Like, that's how we had to communicate. We didn't have the luxury of watching adults play with toys. We had to play with our own toys.
Seriously. It's so crazy. I try and, like, balance it out with the kids, but it's like they can't understand and we can't understand because if we had TikTok, we would. I mean, I like TikTok, so I'd be all scrolling on TikTok for 3 hours straight. How am I going to tell the kids that they can't be on YouTube TikTok or whatever?
Ass.
I love TikTok.
We have her in a chokehold on something.
It's so bad. I'll literally look up at the clock on the corner of the phone and be like.
Whoa. I've been on TikTok for 2 hours.
Like, it's almost time to pick up Aria. Like, what?
Yes.
But the amount of laughs that I got over the last 2 hours was
so fucking worth it.
Priceless.
I can't believe TikTok is free. TikTok is
literally
pure comedy.
Not only do I get comedy, but I get like the news. Recipes. I get fucking history lessons.
Recipes.
Literally.
All of it. I love TikTok. I won't.
Don't we all?
Apologize.
I won't stop. I used to be. I went for a long time without ever having TikTok, and people would be like, "Oh my god, TikTok this and TikTok that," and I was like, "Okay." And then I got it, and I was. I mean, yep, I totally see it, and I'm hooked. Okay, I'm gonna ask you guys one more question.
Make it juicy.
I think we already went through the juicy ones and you guys are pretty transparent. So I feel like there wasn't going to be like a huge spillage of tea. Cause I feel like the last spillage of tea was you say you were married and now everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Unless we're like Jocelyn and Stevie J and we're lying. We're just
right. Y'all some fakers.
We've been lying this whole time.
Some fakers. Okay. Does being on TV feel weird at times or has it fully become the new normal?
That's just normal to me now. Nah, sometimes it's still like, we still have moments where it's like, damn, bro, we're on TV. So like, I think it's forever going to be like a thing. Like it's, you know, when you sit back sometimes and you think about like where you came from and like where your early life was. And like, then you think like, damn, I used to think like, I wonder what it feels like to be on TV all the time. And then now it's like, we don't think about it all the time. But then when we do think about it, it's like, damn, I'm really on TV all the time now.
Like you're on MTV. Like
people recognize me everywhere I go. Because
well, how can they not with those damn tattoos?
Girl.
Ashley told me that she tries to fly under the radar at Walmart. And then here you come down the aisle.
Southern granny just now. You heard her? She said,
man, damn tattoos.
Southern granny.
Tattoos.
Dude, I want to. I don't even know how this. Honestly, I've been talking in a Southern accent. And only when I'm like. I don't know if I'm like when I'm trying to be fun. I don't even know. It just comes out, but I've been doing it for years. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like half my
life. Why do I feel like all Americans do that?
100%. Do you think
I randomly do a British accent?
Right. See? Yes. I'm like, I'm randomly a Southern, like 69 year old woman.
It's like a cross of British and Italian. I mean, British and Australian.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, I'm always. Like every time I get like if I get really
passionate
talking to myself, like if I get really mad, like if I my makeup breaks, I'll be like, oh fuck, what the fuck was that?
Bar comes around.
What's hilarious is that my partners in London from the UK, they literally when I'm on the like microphone playing a game with them, they talk so much shit.
They do.
Because we make the British accents, and then you always hear.
That's not how we sound, bro.
Yeah.
The fuck. That's all yours. Yeah. Fuck.
Do you think that they, like, do we have accents?
No.
Yes.
No.
But do I think we do?
We do. Technically, we do.
Technically speaking, if you want to be correct, they speak correct English. we speak broken English. Our
everyone has an accent.
Is not correct
depending on where you're from. If you're in China speaking English, you have an accent. If you're in America speaking Chinese, you have an accent. You know what I'm saying?
From Texas and you in California, you got an accent.
Yeah, like it depends on where you're from. I think you have an accent.
I wish but I could.
Also, like the way that I do my little fake ass mashup of whatever accent I am mimicking.
Right.
When his friends and family in London, when they're talking to me all the time, I have to be like, can you please one more time? Really slow, very slow. Because it's just like, I don't be knowing what they're saying. And they talk back.
I understand it. It's clear.
All I hear is, blah, blah, blah. But, or, you know, they'd be like, blah, blah, Holly. I literally named Holly, Holly, so that his people in London could call her Holly.
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 That's exactly why her name is Holly.
Cause so I can fucking hear.
Just so I can hear you say that.
Holly, it's just so sweet.
Tell me why I was watching some shit on Netflix last night. Cause you know I'm confined to the room.
So nocturnal animals.
I just been watching. No. it was like a crime, like a murder situation. Okay, a murder
mystery.
True. It was true story. Like I don't know. Oh, it was about like a serial killer and it was in London. Yeah. And they're talking this London that when they're fucking like saying the different parts. And I was just like, literally like leaned over to Nick. I was like, isn't that crazy that fucking Barr lived in London? Like, what? Like, that's so fucking weird. Like, insane to me that you, like, knowing you, and I'm like, this fool lived in London.
Yeah. And you know what? People, it's funny as hell because people don't believe me half of the time.
That literally sounds like you're lying. I wouldn't believe you either. I'd be like, okay.
If you looked at me, you'd be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But then it's like when you start seeing old pictures and I start pulling stuff out, you start seeing me FaceTime certain people. It's like,
I can
holy
confirm
shit.
He literally ghosted me when he moved to London.
I ghosted everybody, bro. I swear. I left out of nowhere and I started talking to people and people were like, bro, where you been at? And I'd be like, or where you at? And I'd be like, shit. At the house, like, oh, what you trying to kick it with you? And I'm like, bro, I'm in London. And they're like, what you mean, London? Like, England? I'm like, yeah, like,
yeah.
And then I'm sending pictures to people like, bro, look, like,
he
look
told at the school across the street from my house, bro. We were talking at one point.
It's a primary school.
He sent me a dick pic. The next morning, my ex sees the dick pic. This is, did you ever have Kick?
He said I was good for those. Kick, like a messenger app.
Yeah,
like Kick blue and green or something.
Yeah, it was like green. So yeah. He sent me.
He sent me
a dick pic on Kick, right? Boom! My ex, well, my person at the time, my ex now, she sees it. She gets pissed, right? I'm like, oh no! Like, he was just showing me the size. Like, it's not like sexual.
It's you know what I mean? Like that.
So. Like this fool ghosted me. This fool, I never heard from this fool again.
Well, you did because here you are.
Well, actually, I didn't. Actually, my ex is the reason why we're together now.
Yeah, she is. She not.
Girl, shout out to you.
Did a little
shout out to the J homie.
Yeah, shout out to you for hacking into my Facebook and having a whole 4-hour long conversation with this guy right here.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was one of the questions. Bar, was it? Is it weird that Ashley's been with a girl? Or like, how do you feel about that? Somebody asked. No.
Why would I be weird about that?
I don't know. I asked the question. I'm over here reading questions.
I wish you could see that.
Yeah, the way your hair just.
you see the way your hair. You know,
I could see.
Nah, it's not. I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't. No. That don't bother me because it's like honestly, not even it sound like cocky or no shit like that, but it's like I know a female can't never provide what I can, period. No, it's like, why am I going? And then it's the same situation with some of the dudes as well, too. It's like I'm not tripping off of like nah.
You over here tripping off Billy Ray?
Nah, Billy Ray's Billy Ray, dog. And I know Billy Ray still ain't gonna be able to do what I can. So
yeah, Billy Ray got those old town knees. All I can say is I do consider myself to be bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm married now, so that's kind of over.
Right.
But if I had to identify, I would identify as by
trash. They ain't over yet.
They know we tried a threesome, so I'm very open. I'm very open on my podcast.
Where do I need to start listening to these podcasts?
Oh, no, no, don't be. Actually, we need, yeah, go ahead.
I'll be hearing them.
Yeah,
no,
we need to listen.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, go ahead. Listen to all of them. A few times.
I've been missed some.
He misses the good pieces. If I had identified, I would identify as bisexual. I think women are absolutely breathtakingly delicious. And yeah.
Yep. Let's see. I think we covered like a lot of them were repetitive.
Everybody wants to know if I'm pregnant. Absolutely no.
Well, I didn't see you take a drink of that wine, so I feel like you should take a drink of the wine to prove to me that you're not pregnant.
Oh, you stupid bitch.
Because the amount of crumble cookies you've been putting down your throat make me think that maybe you are.
War.
Maybe you are.
Jessica's sick. Jessica,
you're eating sick. Crumble cookies for two.
You're sick.
Damn.
You're sick.
You're supposed to be her best friend.
But you know what? It's okay.
Okay, but did she go off and get married and not tell nobody?
Oh.
So you're bitter about that? So you want to bring up my crumble cookie addiction? That's low, bitch. That's motherfucking low.
Oh my god. She freaking passed out next to a box of crumble cookies.
Sure did. Do we have more?
Yeah. No.
They're gone?
Bar, who ate all the crumble cookies? Was it her or you?
No, we
still I told the trainer.
I'm about to tell her personal trainer the tea.
She snitched. She's told me. She said my personal trainer asked for a picture of how many she's cookies, like, left in the box.
Lexi's,
I'm
like,
who the fuck told? And she was like, me. I was like, you so stupid.
No, I'm like, I'm sending a video to prove it was an impulse.
Yep.
I wanted to send the video to prove that I didn't eat every single cookie.
She probably just, whatever. She's trying to blame you. She's like, I think Bar ate this one and this one and Bar ate this one.
Holly ate one, Bar ate one.
You know what? I didn't eat a full one.
Holly,
yeah, I broke a piece of that chocolate chip one.
It's still there.
Yeah, right. So I didn't even have a full one.
So don't even try to blame it on me. Anyways, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of I Need Wine, where people are trying to blame me for eating all the cookies. I don't even need that drama in my life. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Bar.
Yes, yeah, thank you. I'm here all the time, homie.
Bye.
Bye.